In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the things I enjoyed about growing up in Pennsylvania was all the interesting history that could be found and explored. There were so many wonderful places to see and visit, so many unique attractions. One of the most interesting ones is in Easton, Pennsylvania. It is the National Canal Museum. I can remember taking a trip to it when I was a little boy. It was a very exciting trip. I had never seen anything like it before. I had, of course, heard about canals. I knew of the famous ones around the world. I had a basic understanding of what they did, how they allowed for boats to travel in places where it was not normally possible, how a series of locks and dams could allow a boat to travel uphill, seemingly to defy gravity and the basic ways in which water works. I knew that they were human-made, that they were testaments to our ingenuity and our resourcefulness. What I knew about them paled in comparison to actually experiencing one. The canal in Easton is not a modern one. It does not compare to the Panama Canal. It is one from a bygone age, a time before America was an industrial nation. Instead of loud, coal-fueled, steam-driven machines, this museum preserves a different kind of power. The canal barges in Easton are mule-drawn. Now, if you've never been there before, let me tell you, it is a sight to see. I can distinctly remember as a young child going on the boat and picking a seat right up front and right on the edge. This was so that I could see right over the edge of the boat, down into the canal, and right over to the two mules who would be drawing us along our way. My little child brain could not comprehend that these two animals, who are frankly not that big, could not only be pulling me and my family along, but everyone else who was there. And on top of that, the barge we were all sitting on. Somehow, these two animals, being yoked together, were able to accomplish what seemed to be impossible. Now, we do not really live in a time anymore where we see many yokes around. They were used in ages past to harness the combined power of two animals, so that fields could be plowed, mills turned, and barges drawn. But I think we can all relate to the imagery of them, to the idea of them. Because if there's one thing that we know, it is that carrying a heavy burden is always easier when someone else is helping you to carry it. We all carry different burdens around with us. Some of them we have created. Some of them have been forced upon us. Some of them we have inherited. Whatever might be their cause and whatever they may come from, the burdens of our lives all have the same effect. They weigh down on our souls. They weigh down on our hearts. They can weigh down on our minds. These burdens have a way of consuming our thoughts. If you let them go unchecked, they will begin to weigh down on every thought you have. Your thoughts become more and more not your own, and more a creation of your burdens. If unchecked, our burdens have a way of crippling our hearts. They begin to constrain our emotions. If you do not find a way to ease this weight, our emotional lives become immobilized. We become trapped under the weight of those negative emotions our burdens cause, not being able to move out from underneath them and on with our lives. If you let your burdens go unchecked, they have a way of imprisoning your soul. We become locked out from others. We become separated from God. Soon we share a cell that contains only us and our burdens. This heavy weight has now become all-consuming, and one can begin to believe that there is no way to get out from underneath it, that it will be impossible to ever know anything but this crushing weight. Jesus offers to give us rest from our burdens. Jesus offers to help carry their weight, to take comfort in his peace, a peace which surpasses all understanding, to learn from his gentleness, a gentleness that welcomes all, to learn from his humbleness, a humbleness that places the Son of God not above us, but beside us, helping to carry the weight of our burdens. To be yoked with Jesus is to unite ourselves to his glory, to place at the center of our lives not our fears, anxieties, and worries, but to place God at the center. Being united to God in this way, we become united together. Sharing the yoke of Jesus leads us to sharing his yoke together. And like those two mules up in eastern Pennsylvania, we can achieve the seemingly impossible together, moving great weight, easing great pain, living into great glory. For nothing is impossible when we put on the yoke of Jesus Christ and learn his ways. It seems now, in this particular time, that this is a message we need to hear. We, as a community, as a country, as a people, are at our best when we are united together, when we willingly share each other's burdens, when we strive to see that all of us have a fair and equal share of life's joys and hopes, when we are working towards one common goal. It seems we as a community, a country, a people, are at our worst when we are divided among each other, when we strive to break the bonds that bind us together. Instead of working towards a common goal, we fight to see the other side lose, trying to heap our burdens onto our neighbors, trying to cast off our shared yoke. My prayer is that we all may live in a community, in a country, as a people who are willing to yoke ourselves to the gentle humility of the Lord Jesus Christ. For it is only by learning from his gentle ways that we can learn the ways of God. Only by putting on his yoke can we begin to carry not just our own burdens, but the burdens of our neighbors, lifting one another up alongside Jesus Christ, lifting each other up out of the gloom and the darkness of sin and into the light and glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, a humble servant, a gentle master, a peace which surpasses all understanding. Amen.